USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Most voters believe President Biden was involved in his son's business dealings while serving as vice president. A new CNN poll found 61% of voters believe the president had some involvement in Hunter Biden's business in Ukraine and China. Among that group, 42% said he acted illegally, while 29% said it was unethical, but not illegal. The U.S. must continue to support Ukraine in its war against Russia.
A strong and vital Europe is of vital importance to the United States. Standing with our allies against Putin is directly and measurably strengthening the U.S. military.
That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor today. The Kentucky Republican said U.S. support to Kyiv is grinding down one of America's biggest adversaries. This comes as some conservative lawmakers have spoken out against providing more assistance in the conflict. The judge hearing the case accusing former President Trump and 18 others of conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election won't sever the case of the two co-defendants. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee on Wednesday denied motions by attorneys Kenneth Cheesebrough and Sidney Powell to sever their cases from each other. But the judge was skeptical of the district attorney's plan to begin a trial for all 19 defendants beginning next month. Governor Newsom is sending more National Guard troops to the border.
The increase of soldiers will be at the four points of entry on the southern border of California and Mexico. The governor says the move is strategic.
In 2023 so far, 93% of fentanyl seizures in our state have occurred at legal crossing points or interior vehicle checkpoints, which is where our work is being targeted.
The CalGuard National Guard will assist with investigations and operations through analytics, reconnaissance, and intervention efforts.
That's John Fink reporting. This is USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Actor Danny Masterson will spend three decades behind bars. The former That 70s Show actor was convicted earlier this year of raping two women. A case involving a third woman was dismissed after a mistrial was declared and prosecutors decided not to retry Masterson. The mayor of the largest city in the U.S. says the immigration crisis will destroy his hometown if the White House doesn't step in. Last night, Democrat Eric Adams said the city's asylum seeker crisis will destroy New York City and added he's never had a problem that he did not see an ending to, but he doesn't see an ending here. He added the city is not getting enough support from the federal government with 10,000 migrants entering a month. Newly released video is shedding light on how a convicted murderer escaped from a Pennsylvania prison. The video shows Danilo Cavalcante crab walking up a wall in one of the prison's exercise yards where he eventually got onto the roof of the building and then climbed down to a less secure part of the building. The escape happened last Thursday at Chester County Prison, around 25 miles west of Philly, and has resulted in an intense manhunt for Cavalcante. The U.S. Open women's semifinals take place tonight in New York. American Coco Gauff will take on Czech Republic's Karolina Muchikova. The 19-year-old Gauff is looking to make it to her first U.S. Open final. Dave Collins, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Carr.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent sin.